Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a Cadsource family production. In this episode, we're going to talk about the future of marketing, being a young entrepreneur in the University of Michigan. Our guest today is Jake Fleschner, founder of Spade America. Jake is from Los Angeles, California, and currently attends the University of Michigan. Jake's company, Spade America, connects local, non-competing businesses with one another. With their new app, consumers can get discounts at their favorite local shops. Jake brings perspective of a young, learning entrepreneur who knows what it's like to hustle, as he proves by running his company while being a student at University of Michigan. With his experiences at a young age, we are thrilled to share his story with you. Let's get into it. Jake, welcome to the Entrepreneur Perspectives podcast. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me on, Eric.
Absolutely. So we're going to get started with questions requiring a more thoughtful response and end with a round of rapid-fire questions. You ready to get going?
Ready to go. Let's do it.
All right. So you are a college student. What do you tell older business owners that are on the fence about giving their business to a young entrepreneur like yourself?
So being a 20-year-old here at the University of Michigan, it's very easy to underestimate a younger person's perspective, but at the same time, we also are the market. So what I always tell these business owners is that if you do end up giving us your business, we'll be able to really connect with our audience more than anyone else can. And at the same time, we have a different mindset than them, so we can really bring our younger spirit to any conversation and to any table. So to any older business owner, we really expect to give them the best that we have and also connect with our market more than anyone else can.
Yeah, no, I love that you say we are the market. I mean, as you know, you spoke with John quite a bit before. John is a college student and he works with us, and I completely agree. He brings a perspective of someone we do not have at our company, someone who's in college, who's around, you know, devices, social media, whatever it is that's out there right now, which is, like you say, the market. So I completely agree with you. Not to be underestimated, I would say. You guys are not to be underestimated. So that's pretty awesome. So you heard the intro about you, but I can't do you justice in one opening statement. So aside from everything that you have going on, tell us something real about you that the audience wouldn't know.
Sure. Something interesting about me, that I don't know. I would say that I, other than chasing cool technology, cool ideas, and innovative ideas, it has to be that I chase total solar eclipses with my family. I've always been so interested in eclipses and how they worked. And one day I came up to my grandfather and I said, I think it's time that we start chasing them. So starting 10 years ago, my whole family and I started chasing total solar eclipses with all of us. What started out as a team of 16 of us ended up being 23. And we went all over the world, to China, to Africa, and really experienced these total solar eclipses. So anyone listening, if you've never done this before, add it to your bucket list and definitely check out a solar eclipse.
Oh man, I've never met anyone done that, especially this year because it was so big. So where were you for the total solar eclipse this year?
This year we were in Montana.
Okay.
And actually, a little fact: this year was the clearest eclipse that was ever seen in history. So if anyone was around there, it really was a thing of beauty.
Yeah. So what's crazy is we're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we only had to drive an hour and a half, not even, just to get into the total solar eclipse. Like Charlotte was at like 98% and was able to go down there and experience that with my son. And like you're saying, like I still think about it. It was just, it's something that you can't describe. You see pictures of it and you just, it's... like the first time you saw it, I would imagine it was probably the best time, but at the same point, like it probably keeps on getting, you know, you find new things about it that you love, right?
What was your favorite part about the total solar eclipse?
After, well, the first part when it cleared. So, I mean, when it got dark out, which is just surreal. And then when the diamond effect, when it kind of shoots out to the, it was like for us, it was like out to the top right as you're looking at it, yep. Like seeing that yep. actually happen and actually not even thinking about that going to take place. Like you just think it's going to end and it just kind of passes through. That it yep. was just something, yeah, you can't describe it. I'm like, wait a second, what just happened kind of thing.
And also this year, when it gets completely dark outside, all the birds start flocking. You don't really hear noises anymore. So it's basically silence for 2 minutes completely, and it's It's I live for that experience. That's
Yeah.
something that no one really knows about me.
Yeah, and it's coming back too, right? 2000, what was it? 2000, like 4 more years or something, I believe. It's going the other way. Like it's going to go up to Texas, Ohio, that direction.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Haven't
So.
looked four years ahead, but probably
Yeah,
not.
yeah,
But
yeah. No, I get it. That's pretty
can't plan
awesome.
too much for it.
Yeah. So, well, it's awesome stuff. I mean, obviously, you have a desire to do amazing things with doing, chasing the total solar eclipse and also being an entrepreneur and being in school. So let's talk a little bit about your company, Spay. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so thanks for asking. So basically, Spade is a marketing platform that gears to help local small businesses cross promote for each other. We at Spade always have thought that why aren't businesses, especially in the local neighborhood and the social local atmosphere, working together? We really believe that collaboration is huge and connection is huge. So what we do is we bring what we started out doing is we brought print advertisements from, let's just say, like a local pizza restaurant inside local apartment buildings, and from there these print advertisements were all scannable through our mobile app. So consumers would come in, see the print advertisement inside an apartment building, take out their phone, pull out the Spade app, and scan it, and unlock discounts and content to the other place. So basically, it's an advertising platform that helps two businesses cross promote for each other in a localized environment. And also, how we're different than other advertising agencies is that we don't really charge a lump sum upfront fee, let's say $500 to put your advertisement somewhere where you don't really know the data you're getting back. We only charge on a cost per redemption engagement model. So a business only pays when a consumer interacts with their ad, which is so different than other places. So we're really trying to bring the print advertising game to the mobile phone because millennials and even people of the older generations are always going to be on their phones, and they're always looking for discounts and content. So that's basically the gist of our business, and we really see it growing down the line.
Yeah, I can see that. So what is your ultimate goal for Spade?
Our ultimate goal, it's honestly changing every day because our whole team really believes that every day is going to bring up a new problem and a new solution. But down the line, we really see us being in every single college campus across the country and in every single local small business. Yeah, we have really big mindset, we have really big goals, and we really see that every single business should be on this app, and every single consumer and college student would benefit from this.
When you get out of school, is your goal to remain at Spade? Is
As
that.
much as I want to think other things, and my parents are telling me differently, I really believe that Spade is the future, and I see it really growing. So the answer to that is yes. Hopefully my parents aren't listening to this, but the goal is definitely yes, to be
Yeah.
doing this after school.
Now,
For sure.
who founded Spade?
So my brother and I founded it together around 3 years ago. My brother Alex Fleschner, shout out. He started working at Google, and we always thought together that our two favorite places in Los Angeles, where I'm from, one of them is a restaurant, a kosher fast food restaurant, and the other is a shoe store. And the business owners have always been friends, and they've always wanted to do business together. But they never really did it. So what we did is we created a partnership between them, and we always thought we can do this on a wide scale. So we just started the business from there, outsourced in India, and really made it happen.
Yeah, so you saw a little bit of pain that was out there between these business owners, or maybe not even an obvious pain, but you knew that these business owners needed to connect somehow, and you became that intermediary for them to make that happen, which is what we talk about all the time, helping build businesses. You're ultimately saying, I want to connect you guys together so you guys can have a better business. And as a result, you're going to benefit from that as well, but it seems like you're just trying to help other companies grow their business.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And just as you guys really use like Instagram direct messaging or something like that, these businesses, although it's on a lower scale than that, but they should be using the Instagram direct messaging as well and really reaching out to the businesses around them, not to go against them and compete, but to work together. And it's really the world nowadays is collaboration. We learn that always at the university here. In the end of the day, we have to use our strengths as a team in order to get the best benefit. And that's basically what we pride ourselves here at Spade.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to us. I agree with you that, you know, so many people aren't just worried about beating the competition when there's ways to work together for both to be better, like you're saying, and just reaching out and having good conversations with other people. Who knows what that could lead to? So it's pretty awesome. Well, what is it like being in school, right? You're in school full time. It's nonstop. There's a lot going on, and you're running a startup company.
Great question. Popular to contrary belief, I'd say that it's not as hard as people would say it would be. I think it's really about balancing time. So there's 86,400 seconds in a day. I think if you can get at least 70,000 of those seconds to be productive, whether it be sleeping or doing homework or really working on your business, you can get it all done. So I'd say first, it's really balancing your time. And then second, it's really focusing. There's a lot of distractions, definitely at a Big Ten school like the University of Michigan or Ohio State or Wisconsin or wherever. But if you can really gear into what you want to do, you really just need to focus on what.
Are you having to sacrifice other things to do? I mean, there's a lot that goes on in college besides school and working and studying. I mean, as we know, you can party, you can hang out with friends, you can do all that. Are you having to give up some of those things in order to focus on the things that you're talking about here today?
Yes, definitely giving up what some of my friends are doing. I don't really follow their mindset because being an entrepreneur nowadays, it's 24/7 job. And I think everyone who's under the age of 25 that's doing something like this, you got to really put your whole mind to it. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it's all about networking. So I still believe in the work hard, play hard mentality.
So for your view on marketing, so social media, how you'd already talked about it a little bit with Instagram, for example, and using direct messaging within Instagram. How do you see business owners, or what's the best way business owners can use social media and kind of taking that into the point of what do you see as the future of marketing? Obviously, Spade is the future of marketing, but overall, as just like someone in general, what do you see with that?
Down the line, there's many more experts that are better than me at this, but from my own perspective.
But you are, I'll interrupt you real quick, but you are the market, sure. Right? Like you have a vantage point. I think that, yeah, I agree. There's experts out there that understand this, but you're coming at it from a perspective that I don't even think a lot of people could understand. And so I would look at millennials, people in school, people who are really thinking about this 24/7 have a better understanding it than the so-called quote unquote experts.
Call on that. But yeah, I really see any business owner can connect with their audience in any single way. So as Gary Vee always says, who is my ultimate role model and mentor, check it out at Gary Vee on Instagram, at Gary Vee on Twitter, at Gary Vee on LinkedIn. But it's really about connecting with your audience. So the more content you put out, the better. If you can post content once a day, if you can even start doing it once a week, let's say you're a small business owner that runs a hair salon. If you can just post once a day of a new haircut or of a new client that you just added and start spreading that on every single social channel, I guarantee you by the end of the week, you'll have 3 new followers. And then by the end of the month, you'll have 50. So it's all about just creating content that is relatable to your brand. And it's also relatable to your audience. And at the same time, I really think it's spreading out. So not just focusing on Instagram, but also focusing on your Twitter, on your Snapchat, and on your LinkedIn, and really getting the widest audience as possible. And at the same time, with social media spreading everywhere, as you said before, being the market, people nowadays are not addicted, but are fully engaged into their phones at all times of the day. So if you can really exchange their attention and really capture it, then you'll definitely benefit in the long run, whether you're a local business owner or you're a big time corporation.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And you brought up Gary Vee, who obviously we talk a lot about. I watch closely, got a chance to meet him, but I understand that you were actually worked at Vanner Media and Vanner Sports. Tell us about your experience interning there.
So yeah, first of all, very happy that you got to meet him. I could tell already that you really have a similar mindset to him. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
Working at Vayner Media was fantastic. It really changed my perspective on the whole digital and marketing agency and how it worked. but I don't really think it was about the work that was done. What I did technically was I was the marketing, one of the marketing interns for the entertainment team. So we worked with Epix and Sci-Fi and Top Rate Boxing. And I was working on their Instagram and Twitter. But I think it was more about the connections and the network that are at VaynerMedia. So walking into the office every day, they work in Hudson Yards. Not quite sure if you know about that, but it's an extremely big real estate project in New York City where there's fantastic companies all working together. But they really inspire collaboration. So every morning, a lot of the interns would lead the daily meetings, and from there, you would really understand what to do for the rest of the day, which was my favorite part of working at VaynerMedia. And I really like realized the opportunity of what I was doing, so I added a different spin to it. I added like a trivia today to learn more about your teammates. And just working at VaynerMedia, if anyone has a chance and if anyone's listening to this podcast that's under 25 and looking for an incredible internship, I highly suggest interning at VaynerMedia or applying, because they really teach you more than just the soft skills. You learn how to experience a big marketing agency and working with other people.
Yeah, so did you have a chance to work with Gary himself at all? Did you have a chance to meet him while you were there?
Sure. Well, as you probably know, Gary is always everywhere at all times. So a few times I got the opportunity of being in the elevator with him and having 14 seconds of his time. And then at the end of the internship, actually, they give each intern 5 minutes, a 5-minute conversation with him. And that was, I was looking forward to it the whole time, but towards the end, you sort of black out during it, and you really just don't like understand where you actually were. But yeah, we all get about a 5 minute, and it really was fantastic just being in his presence.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's obviously an amazing internship, like you said, for anyone who's under the age of 25 or a chance to meet him or just listening or take in his content. I think a lot of people can learn from it in many different ways. So you were saying though, when you would go into these meetings, you'd be driven to a direction of what you should be focusing on, but then you also had the ability to kind of create some new opportunities within that environment, like you said, creating the trivia, but they would set you on an agenda of what to think about, what to do. Is that correct?
We've had, this is the goal of the meeting, but at the same time, feel free to be creative and go away from the norm and really set up where we want to be. So the whole traditional mindset, especially at a place like VaynerMedia, is not thrown out of the window, but it's sort of put on hold. And they really believe in just getting the job done in any way possible. So it's not A to B to C. It's you start at A, find a way to end at C. I was gonna ask Eric, where did you meet Gary? That's fantastic.
In Charleston, South Carolina, they had an event called Dig South, and it's an entrepreneurial event, a lot of technology companies. I was actually surprised because it's an entrepreneurial event, but you had a lot of employees of companies that were there. So anyway, I was there and I was talking to someone, and they had all of his new books, the Ask Gary V book that was there. And they said, "Do you want to buy a book?" And I'm like, "Well, I have one." And he's like, "Well, if you buy the book, you can actually meet him." I'm like, "Yeah, how many copies can I buy?" And so it was really weird because I bought the book, and you go up to this. It's in a really cool part of Charleston. I don't know if you've ever been to Charleston, South Carolina. Great city. Definitely check it out if you haven't. But you go up to this building, you do like the second or third floor, and you walk into this room, and it's this very small room. There's like 30 people in there, and there he is, like at the front of the table, and you got a chance to just kind of talk to him like a normal person. So really cool guy. We ended up talking football for a little bit. He asked about my daughter. I have three kids, but I told him one of my kids is, got this huge entrepreneurial spirit to her. So he loved that. But yeah, it was. I got a picture of it. Actually, we did one of the selfies. Right, and it's on my Instagram, my personal Instagram page. But yeah, very cool. And I could understand a lot of people are. It's he's kind of taken off into another stratosphere of like being a famous person almost, which is like he talks about. Like it's so weird, probably, to be a famous person, to be an entrepreneur, not to be an athlete or an entertainer. Although I guess in a way he is an entertainer at this point. But no.
Exactly. And his ultimate goal is to buy the New York Jets. So I hope you guys talked about that during the football game. So he really is trying to be in the sports world and also be in the entertainment world and also be in the motivation.
So you and so Vanner Sports, I mean, obviously it's a part of the whole world that they have going on there. Were you a part of that as well?
So what's also so great about VaynerMedia is they'll tell you whenever you want, please feel free to move to any other division for either a week or for 3 weeks or for a month. So I was lucky enough and always feeling blessed about this to work at VaynerSports or to intern at VaynerSports for 2.5 weeks. And that was an experience in itself. For those of you who don't know, VaynerSports is a new sports agency that has, I think, 11 NFL clients as of now. That's run by Gary's brother, AJ. And they are really looking to be different than other sports agencies in that they look for off-field promotion rather than on-field promotion. So they're looking to really bring the marketing aspect to these individual sports athletes. And yeah, working for them was fantastic. It was really hands-on. And I actually got to sit on to client calls with actual NFL players, which was a dream in itself. And yeah, I think that was honestly the two and a half weeks working at VaynerMedia was working on the sports side.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it. I mean, watching what they've done so far, I mean, being an Ohio State fan and them signing Braxton Miller and kind of watching what they've done with Kroger and some of the other things. I mean, he's just an amazing talent. I think he's an amazing guy. What he did for Ohio State was incredible. But to really watch how they've kind of, like you're talking about, not just branding them on the field, but actually off the field. So when their career ends, as we know, these athletes' careers can end at any moment. And even if they don't last that long anyway. They're going to have a brand behind them. And we've talked with many sports agents, you know, just even in the Charlotte area. And it just, you can see why they should be disrupted. You just see it instantly because they're so secretive. They don't want to talk about any of the stuff that they do. And here you go. You have, you know, VaynerSports just doing it a completely different way. And you can just tell the direction that they're going to go is they're going to disrupt the sports agency world, and as they should. And, you know, definitely rooting for them and watching how they do it. It's pretty awesome. And it's amazing that you got to be inside of that to see it for yourself. So it's pretty great.
And it's a very the agency world is a very cutthroat industry, and they really gear away from being cutthroat. They don't do anything under the table. They're all open and to the books, which I find is it's fantastic what they're trying to do and how they're trying to change the agency world.
Yeah.
And just another side note about Braxton. I know you're an Ohio State guy. I'm Michigan. We can still be friends, hopefully.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see after the podcast.
Yeah.
With Braxton Miller West, what was really cool and what they initially said to all the interns was that Braxton always wanted a contract deal with a cereal company. And one of VaynerMedia's main clients is Captain Crunch. So what they did, they were basically on both sides of the table. So they brought Captain Crunch in, but they brought Braxton Miller in as well. And they signed a marketing agreement right away because they really can utilize their marketing side of their business while utilizing their sports side. So right away, they signed Braxton Miller with a Captain Crunch deal, basically all internally, which is very smart on their end, and no other agency is really doing that.
Yeah.
And that's basically their competitive advantage, I think.
No, that's amazing. I mean, that's cross-pollinating, right? So you're just taking, you have all these different people and how can you match them up? And my business partner and I talk about this all the time of who do we know? For example, we have a custom door manufacturer hardware company. Who do we know that they can work together? And then we have a garage door company. So we put the two of them together and you could put those handles on those garage doors and off you go. But taking it to that level of a Braxton Miller with Captain Crunch, it's awesome. I mean, you can't beat it. And your other players and other people are going to see this coming out of school and are going to want to sign with VaynerSports as a result of that. It's pretty great. So we, as you know, we have a content platform called Sportsypreneur. We talk about, you know, business and create analogies between sports and entrepreneurship. There was an article we did, and it was about Lonzo Ball, and it was during the time he wanted to get drafted. I don't know if you're a Laker fan or not, but he wanted to get drafted by the Lakers, did not want to go to the Celtics. The Celtics wanted to bring him in for an interview. Danny Ainge is there, like him or hate Danny Ainge. He's one of, you know, he's considered one of the greats, or, you know, he's a guy who's been around. Has led a successful organization, and he declined the interview with Danny Ainge. And, you know, there's many different things behind that scene, but more from your standpoint, as you look at that as an up-and-coming entrepreneur, are you taking it sounds like you are, but you're taking the opportunity to learn anytime you have it. And how do you apply that? How do you know, you being in school and learning all these different things, are you truly taking the time, do you believe, to learn everything that you can learn from all different people, even if you're not going to, quote unquote, you know, play for the team in the future?
Sure. So, yeah, I think any opportunity that is put in front of your face that you should take it. Always say yes to anything. So in Lonzo Ball's case, Lonzo Ball, I think, is an incredible basketball player. Don't get me wrong, but he should be taking every single interview that he can. You never know where you're going to be. You never know what's going to happen to you. I think he should have taken the Celtics interview. But as a side note, just from personal experience, if you can afford to go to college and go to university and really learn academics and get knowledge that you've never really gone before, I personally think you should, because you never know what you're going to learn and the people you're going to meet. I think the university system is more about meeting people than it really is learning about textbooks, learning about how to really be book smart, as we say nowadays. But yeah, I think in Lonzo Ball's case, he should have accepted the interview because it was put in front of his face, and there's basically nothing to lose.
Right, right. And then you're out there taking advantages whatever you can. But at the same point, like I could also see it from the standpoint of focus on the one thing that you want to focus on, and if that's getting on the Lakers, then do everything you can to do that. And grow that hate for the Celtics from day one. So part of it, I can understand it. But I think from an entrepreneurship standpoint, when you are starting out, like, you know, meet and talk to as many people as possible. And then once you hone in on it, then go all in on that part. So, yeah, very cool.
And it worked out for him. So.
It did. So he's on the Lakers.
He went A to B really quick.
That's right. Exactly. And he knew it. And so from that standpoint, I think from his side of things, it makes a lot of sense. So now let's get into, you brought it up before, you talked about this Michigan and Ohio State thing. I think it's kind of a big deal. So Ohio State, Michigan, we're recording this. They've just played a few weeks ago, and Ohio State, I think they won the game. But anyway, we're going to get off of that real quick. You were talking to John, and something was interesting. After the game on campus, what is it like after losing to Ohio State, right, and possibly you're seeing players walk around the campus? Did you see anybody? What was that? What was going on?
Just to start off, for all the followers, Michigan doesn't always lose to Ohio State. Just the last 5 years we've lost.
Yeah.
What is it like after campus? Honestly, for a week or two, we'll feel the pain, especially losing to Ohio State. But after a week or two, at the same time, we'll go back to studying, back to the work hard, play hard mentality, and getting ready for next year. Because once again, there's always next year. But for the meantime, yes, Ohio State is a better school than us in the athletic standpoint. But at the same time, we really pride ourselves on being more than just athletes. We pride ourselves on the academic realm as well. It's very sad for a week or two, and you'll see people holding their heads down, crying to their moms, being very sad. But
you get over it. Yeah, you gotta pick it back up, right? Did you see any players on campus soon after?
Yeah, just being in the sport management major, I'm in classes with a few of them, and they definitely feel it. Some of them don't even come to class. They're home planning for the next game.
Yeah. Well, they've come a long way. I mean, they obviously had some down years there with some coaching decisions that they had made. But, you know, having Harbaugh there, whether they haven't had the great success maybe that they've hoped for, they're definitely back in many ways. And obviously the games are competitive, and if you lose by a few plays here or there, it's nothing to hang your hat on. I mean, they're definitely a good team. So I'm sure you've been there, right? It's the greatest rivalry in all of sport, and I don't think it's it's hard to argue with. I know a lot of other people would feel other ways, but yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff, and it's a special.
It's always mutual respect at the end of the day.
Absolutely, I took my son the year Ohio State won it, 2014. He had been to an Ohio State before, but this is different, you know. And he saw it as a young boy, you know, being at the Ohio State Michigan game 2014. It's just you can't explain it, you know. It's like the total solar eclipse, maybe in a way, but maybe a little bit different. But anyway,
especially at the Big House, which is the biggest stadium in the world.
I have not been to the Big House. Maybe one day I'll get there, but no, it's pretty awesome stuff. But Jake,
personal invite. We would love to have you.
All right, we'll make that happen then. I definitely appreciate your insight into all the different things you have going on. Obviously, you're a busy guy, and it's amazing, like we talked about offline, to watch college students who have this hunger and this desire to really build their business, to build their brand before they even get out of college. Like, what an opportunity to recognize that and then to take advantage of what you've just recognized. So we appreciate you sharing those thoughts with us on this podcast. This podcast episode of Entrepreneur Perspectives is brought to you by CASCM. CASCM helps you, the business owner, engage with your audience like never before. CASCM partners with business owners like you to help you create your online presence through content marketing, which includes website development, content creation, content distribution, and social media management. From developing your story to execution, CADCM engages your audience. This is CADCM's passion. This is what CADCM does in its own business, and CADCM is excited to bring these services to you. Want to learn more? Simply visit CADCM.com. Those were the more thoughtful questions. Want to go into some of our rapid fire approach, if you're ready for that now.
Three, two, one, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do it. So what book are you reading right now?
Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. It's definitely the best reads. And if you haven't read it yet, I definitely would suggest it.
It's my favorite book, just without question. Favorite book ever.
Oh, wow. Eric, okay, I guess we are friends then.
It's it, man. Yeah, I just like, it's an emotional read even. So, man, I love it. What is your favorite social media network for business?
I would say at the moment it would be Instagram, because it's the easiest way to connect with your audience and it's very visual, whereas Twitter and Snapchat's hard to get a good clientele, but Twitter, it's all actual words. I think Instagram is more visual and images, and that's what especially people my age are looking for.
Yeah, I love how you say right now, because that could change tomorrow, right? Or it could change this afternoon if Instagram changed the game. That's the thing we don't know, is what's going to happen with social media. We have zero control over what these companies are going to do with their platforms, and that could change the way you or I, you know, look at it.
Yep, exactly.
What is the number one, this little off, what's the number one app you and your friends in school use? Social media network, media app.
Definitely, I'd say Snapchat.
Is it? Okay.
Snapchat is very big.
Yeah.
Especially now that they're adding more stories and more content on the Snapchat.
Yep.
It's basically just become addicting.
Yeah.
It's the number one app that everyone opens all the time. It's the easiest way to connect with your friends, whether it be at school or whether they're far away. You can really engage the most on Snapchat.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I really see Snapchat being the future.
What do you see like with their struggles that they've had with business, and they're going to redesign the platform, it looks like, because of the recent numbers that just got published?
Their retention rate is fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't really see them going anywhere in the near future.
Yeah.
And of course, Evan Spiegel has a very young mindset to him, so he will he'll continue to do big things.
Yeah, I get it. So when you look at your phone right now, what's the one app that's most important to you?
It's got to be ESPN or the ESPN fantasy app. You gotta always check up on your fantasy teams, and obviously not doing so bad this year.
There you go. Are you guys? You're in the playoffs. Maybe make a run at the championship.
In the playoffs, I'm guessing you're in the playoffs too.
Yeah. We have a couple teams that we share with friends and have some. We have a lot of fun with it. I used to get more serious about it, but now it's all fun, and it's you laugh. You just have a good time with it. One of our good players, Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, that was a roller coaster ride for that guy.
sorry about that.
Yeah.
I have Gronk this week, and he's suspended.
So yeah. It's going to be a tough playoff. Well, I'm a Bills fan, and he got suspended for one game. I'm not sure if he should have gotten more, but did you see the hit that happened?
Bad hit.
Yeah, it's ugly. Yeah. So, all right. So you're a young entrepreneur. What would you tell another young entrepreneur to focus on?
Really focus on your passions. Don't let anyone tell you what to do. Push yourself. Never sit back and relax. Now's the time to do it. Don't really think about what other people are thinking. Just really do what you love, honestly. And now's the time. I know I say that very often, but now is really the time. Like, take risks, step out of your comfort zone, and really push yourself.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Also spread what you're trying to do. Don't really focus on one thing. For example, I worked at Starbucks for 5 months, and it was the best experience I've ever had, because you really get to interact with people that you'll never get to interact with again. And it's really, really pushes yourself out of your comfort zone.
I like that. So yeah. I know there are many, but if we could identify one person here, who's one person that helped you get where you are today?
Good question. I'd say it's a collective, the whole family. My brother Alex, my sister Nikki, my dad Phil, and my mom Shelly. I'd say it basically is one person, because we are a team. And at the end of the day, it's always about the team.
Yeah. All right. So going back to sports real quick, I want to ask you this question. You're from LA. You go to Michigan. If you could pick one sports team to root for, what is it?
The one sports team without an Ohio State player on their team. The Los Angeles Rams.
That's great.
Also a hometown favorite, the LA Rams. going out on a limb and saying that they will come back to LA with a championship this year because believe in Jared Goff and believe in our whole team.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you just so you just gave some words of encouragement for young entrepreneurs, but just in general, what I want to do is I'm going to let you have the last words here on this podcast and then follow that up with how people should connect with you. It's a social, email, phone, whatever you like.
Okay. First off, I think the LinkedIn is being underutilized. And for a young entrepreneur, if you have a few minutes of your day, if you have 20 to 30 minutes, make a LinkedIn post. Make a LinkedIn post about your five favorite attributes about yourself and where you see the future going. So just from personal experience, I didn't really utilize LinkedIn for a long time. I always thought it was for old 40-year-olds that didn't really know what they were doing until about 2 months ago when a friend of mine came up to me and said, wow, I have 500 plus on LinkedIn. It's great. I'm really networking and learning a lot about life and learning a lot about people. So I'd say if you have 20 to 30 minutes, write a LinkedIn post, see where you're going to go, and you'll learn how to network based off of LinkedIn. From personal experience, really quick, I wrote one of these posts, and it got 30,000 views, and it actually went viral. So if you ever need a chance, please let me know. I'd love to look at any of your posts and help you out with the whole LinkedIn game. But also some more words of encouragement. First of all, thank you so much for having me on, Eric. I really appreciate it. This is one of my first podcasts ever, but little things down the line will really get you a long way. So really reach out to as many people as possible and spread out your engagements through everywhere, and also keep using social media, because social media is, in my belief, the future. And at the same time, just appreciate life. Every day is a blessing. And I really want to thank you again for having me on the podcast. You guys are amazing. Your Instagram is also fantastic. I would love to utilize some of your tactics, whether it be mixing sports and business, or whether it be finding a sports concept and writing a whole paragraph about it. Haven't really seen anywhere else that is doing that. And then lastly, how to connect with me, my Twitter, or don't really have a Twitter, actually. My Instagram is at Jake Fleshner. And for the business, it's at Spade America. And then we are spadeamerica.com. That's SPADEamerica.com. We'd love to connect and interact, and please feel free to reach out.
That's awesome, Jake. Well, you definitely brought it today. We appreciate everything that spending the time with us, giving your time, all the insights you've given to everybody, whether it be other college students like yourself or business owners that have a lot to learn in the game. I think we all have a lot to learn. You're doing amazing things. We'll definitely be watching it. Let's you and I collaborate some more on different things and stay in touch. We don't have to talk about Ohio State, Michigan every time, although if you want to, I'm more than happy to. But yeah, I really appreciate your time, Jake, and it was awesome.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure.
Jake, it was absolutely awesome having you on this podcast. From the market insights he brings as a millennial to his willingness to learn from all opportunities, Jake is an incredible example of doing what it takes to get ahead. The perspectives he brings as a young entrepreneur are now perspectives you as a business owner and entrepreneur can use for yourself. And for that, Jake, thank you. And for any individual looking to learn more about running a business while being in school, I would encourage you to reach out to Jake. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can contact me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz or with the same name on Instagram. Or you can find us at kazsource.com with links to us on the different social networks. Thank you for listening to our KazSource podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. And until next time, we're out of here. Oh, wait, and one more thing before we go, Jake. OH. This podcast exists in large part because of KazCM, the content marketing business inside KazSource, Inc. KazCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at KazSource to you. Learn more by visiting KazCM.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it. And if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.